Hello, everybody. This is Les Hall, ready for another episode of the Les Hall Show. Today, a focus on one of my favorite artists, an electro music artist named Strobe. We're going to be hearing a ton of Strobe music. Wonderful, wonderful Strobe. High energy, bass, beat, drum and bass, media, Star Trek, space theme. All kind of crazy stuff. Let me turn this music down. Didn't mean it to be so loud so you can hear what I'm saying. Not that you care, because you're here for the music, but I'm gonna talk. I have several things to share with you about my week while I was away from electro music. Let's see, where do I begin? I'm gonna begin with an update on EM Synth. Everybody listened to the EM Synth show 2 weeks ago. We know that I'm sort of doing a hobby business, making little postage stamp synthesizer boards that go together and make a synthesizer. And I have three boards connected together, making almost the simplest possible synthesizer. They are connected to a pair of GoRock speakers that are loud, and this mic is going to pick them up. There's just an oscillator board with a big dial-up wheel, well, a little dial-up wheel, it's about an inch around, and a sine wave thing that only half works. It makes more of a square wave with the edges chopped off. I don't know why it doesn't really work. I think some of the resistors are shorted out, but that's life. I'll do a better job on future boards. And a sine wave, a stereo out module that works perfectly, just like the oscillator. So 2 out of 3 ain't bad. It's more like 2.5 out of 3. And we're gonna hear it right now. Get ready for something really, 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 really loud. Oh yeah! EM Synth, the first signs of life. Coming at you on Electro Music Radio. Coming in for a landing and I'm gonna turn it off. Dang, that was loud. I don't even have it on full voltage. I've got a 3-volt battery on that thing, and listen to it. Those GoRock speakers are loud. So, that's as far as I got, and I got sucked into the virtual reality world of Second Life, which is my second life. My first life is electromusic.com, where I've got all my buddies supporting me. I'm going to turn my voice down. I think I'm a little too loud. Okay. Everybody helps each other out. We make great music and have good times, have festivals, have the forum, have our radio shows. It's wonderful. But I had lived two lives. I'm like a man with two families. I live my first life in electro music and my second life in the virtual reality world of Second Life, and that's where I've been for the past week and a half. Sorry, folks. Well, week. And something interesting happened. I was on Little Blue Island, which is a sandbox, which is a place where people go to build and to write scripts and to make sounds and sculpt and to make mesh. And in other words, create. So I'm sitting there creating, minding my own business, standing next to a little blue box, a half a meter on each side. And I hear music. All of a sudden, I hear a rap song. And I start hearing, I suddenly realize this song is about me. Somebody, somewhere in this world, made a song about me. And it was not a pretty song. It was very critical. Inventor don't know squat. Inventor never invented anything. Inventor can't create nothing. I'm like, okay, whatever, man. And so I take my box and leave, water off a duck's back, and I happen to, somebody calls me to a Bible study meeting, so I go there. And I tell them about this, and they're, I didn't expect much reaction, but we talked for about 15 or 20 minutes about it. Everybody had interesting insights on what the person must be suffering, what they're going through, and what I could do to befriend them and maybe help them out a little bit. Oh, and the other thing the guy says is, as I'm leaving, he says, I'm gonna put this on YouTube. Okay, go ahead. You can put me on YouTube. I don't really mind. So he's filming the game, which is a skill in itself. He's making a rap song, which is another skill in itself. And he's using his talents to try to harm me. We concluded that the guy is a frustrated creator who can't create very well, so he's jealous of me and he's trying to lift himself up by putting me down. And then later that day, someone else griefs me. We call it griefing when someone attacks you in some way in the game. And long story short, I'll end up with this and we'll get to the music. I'd suddenly got the idea to make a Christian outreach center right there on Little Blue Island. In other words, I'm saying to the guy who made the rap song against me, in your face, buddy. And we, I bought up a block of stores. You rent these stores for, it cost me like $20 in real life money per month to rent these stores. And a bunch of my Christian friends in Second Life came over, and one girl was playing the guitar through her voice channel, and we all sat around and talked and listened and had a great time christening the place. So now I've got a whole new thing going on where I've got an outreach and a big signboard where I put the quote of the day from the K-Love radio station, maybe something else later. And taking the high road, like I, Steve, says, good grief, Charlie Brown. Welcome, Steve. And by the way, let's mention who's here. We have the one and only Blue Hell, who's always ever present and ever helpful. We have Stefan, a talented artist and good friend. We have Borislav the Bot. Darth Buddha, who is not so new anymore and has really settled in and he just did a show, which I'm preparing for my show, so I have to miss his show and listen to it later when he posts it on his website. So, can't say more about his show. I love it. And Helbo the Bot is here, who apparently is an artist and a lesbian according to recent testing that was done. Who knows what that's all about? Let's see who else is on the list. Steve, I just mentioned. Jovian Pikes is here. Jovian Pikes with the FPGAs that make the beautiful noises. And I won't say anything more about the good news that's happening in Jovian Pikes' life because it might be private. I don't know. But he recently had some good stuff happen and we're all happy for him. Edison Rex, who hasn't said much lately, is here. And Edison, I look up to the guy. He's stable. He's mature. He's a good dad and a great dad, really. And I told him, I want to go back and be a kid and be your kid. Edison Rex. He said, you might not like that. And someone who doesn't come by very often, one of the prodigal sons like myself of electromusic.com, Audio Deaf, who at one time got very upset and stormed off in a rage and then came back and was gracefully accepted. Welcome back, Audio Deaf. Cynosure is here, a very talented individual who may do a show on equipment pretty soon. That'd be great. Inventor myself, Jeff Wojo. I talked to Jeff once in a while, but I don't know too much about the guy. Matt Flatt is here, Midoris, Syringo, somebody, and Stroby is here. Which this show is about Stroby, so I hope he tunes in. Let's see. Bang Radio. See how many people are here. Oh, it looks like six. Great. Great crowd of six listeners. Although I just read off 15 names, only six of them are listening right now. And let's see, is there any other news of the week? Any other news? I went to the wound care clinic and the doctor told me I'm going to be a tough case. But he thinks he can heal me. So there, and the nurse said it's going to get worse before it gets better. And there is a lot of pain. But I'm toughing through it. That's what you get for drinking for 30 years. Open ulcers on your leg that need medical attention. But once they heal them up, I'm back in business. Let's see, and I have quit, I have renounced alcohol, drugs, cigarettes, and anything else. I'm clean as a whistle, and I like it that way. Go away, fly. Let's get to the music of Stroby. Now let me find my Stroby playlist. And I've got these songs in chronological order. I've got 2.6 hours of Stroby in 3 and 4 minute, 2 minute songs that he makes. How many songs? 52 songs of Stroby. And so we'll begin with the early Stroby work. I love the early stuff. I love the new stuff. I love the most recent stuff. But the early stuff a little better because I've listened to it more times. Like this song, which I've listened to 66 times just since I got the new computer. I don't know how many times I listened to it on the old computer. It's called Energy Particle and Plasma Shield. It's got a great bass sound to it. Let's give it a listen.
Shield, energy particle. plasma shield.
Don't you just love Strobe? Energy particle and plasma shield. Yeah, I was just thinking once again about that guy who made the song about me. You know, if you happen to be listening to this, whoever you are, in your face, buddy, I'm establishing an outpost of Christianity right there on Little Blue Island. And you're welcome to come join us. I don't mean to criticize you. I just want you to know that I ain't taking that from you or nobody else. Here's Silicon or Carbon by Strobe.
Start by replacing a small bit of the brain, maybe a single nerve cell, with a computer processor that would do the same thing. And then you could replace larger and larger parts, and eventually it would consist of silicon.
If at no point in this process you notice any difference, and if you ended up with just the same mental life as you had before, then you might think it doesn't really matter so much whether I'm made of silicon or carbon. If at no point in this process you notice any difference, and if you ended up with just the same mental life as you had before, then you might think it doesn't really matter so much whether I'm made of silicon or carbon.
Silicon or carbon, as addressing the question of what if we existed as computers? Very interesting. Or carbon-based life forms. I love that Star Trek episode where they discovered the carbon-based life forms. And, it's a show. It's a show. Strobe addresses a lot of very interesting philosophies from time to time, and this song is called Superintelligence 5. It's about what if there existed an intelligence so far beyond human intelligence, not God, not Jehovah, but some kind of entity. You know, what would life be like if that happened? Let's hear this song.
The concept of superintelligence roughly means any kind of intellect that vastly outstrips anything that's possible for humans to do. It wouldn't just be a really clever human. It would be a large, followed by a huge amount of superior intelligence. That wouldn't be a confusion about whether it really was very smart or not. It could be on a completely different level. Dark.
Superintelligence 5 by Strobe. Let's start skipping around a little bit. Actually, I was incorrect. It's not chronological. Those first few songs were some of my favorite Strobe songs. I had the favorites at the top of the list. Here's song number 21, another favorite called Input More Voltage. Oh yes, Strobe. Thank you. Friends, do you have? This is a song based on a Star Trek episode in which a person had only one friend.
I am your only friend. Come and play with me. Play with us. Stay forever and ever. We want you. We need your energy. Don't leave me.
I am your only friend. Come and play with me. Play with us. Stay forever and ever and ever and ever. I am your only friend. Come and with me. Play with us. Stay forever and ever and ever. I am your only friend. Come and
In the background from the microwave as I'm warming up dinner. Yes, I'm multitasking. I can eat dinner and do a show at the same time. It's amateur radio. Why not? Trouble in Paradise. Don't know what that's about, but something's going on. Don't know what it is. Not gonna comment. Instead, I'm gonna play Super Duper Spaceship. Dinner. I'm all set. And here's a 4.5 minute song called Imperfect Being by the one and only Strubby Flux.
In our solar system, named for the Roman god of the sea, it is the fourth largest planet by diameter and the third largest by mass. Neptune is 17 times the mass of Earth.
Yeah. computers in this new era are powerful enough. They will be able to simulate the events at the very start of our universe to test the underlying principle that set our laws of nature so precise, to play with the parameters of association, to see what might divide them.
Yes, we are imperfect beings. I, in particular, am exceptionally imperfect. And I like it that way. Yes, I like it that way. All right. Gotta tell you about something else that went on in Second Life. And in electro music, it crosses the boundary of both of my worlds. It's like a... like some kind of teleporter or a moonshot or a communicator or something. Well, it's a lot like a communicator, and I gotta say a great big thank you to my buddy W. Monk. I hope he's listening. Because he wrote a program at my request. I think he even had to learn a new programming language to do it. The guy is really sharp and really talented. I put him up there as like a young yawn punter or something. He's going to be something someday. He already is. A lot of amazing accomplishments. And what we did is we set it up so that you could be in Second Life, and by moving or controlling a lever or whatnot, messages would get relayed to W. Monk's server in the Netherlands and then travel directly to your computer as open sound control messages, where Chuck is running as a music synthesizer. And then that music can be piped through your voice channel or through the parcel music to Second Life. And it's a really powerful thing. And I showed it at one of the show and tells that I frequent. And this guy walks up and said, "Hey, I really like that. I respect your work and I want to be your friend." And I always said, "Oh yeah, let's be friends." And what happened recently, we've been friends for a year now because of this. So thanks to W. Monk, I made a new friend, and he's got zillions of connections. He knows all these people in California. He runs, in real life, he runs the Riley schools. You ever read O'Reilly books? There's like an O'Reilly Who's Who show where people come up and give talks about the work that they're doing. Well, he's the sound guy for that show. And he's got all other commitments and responsibilities and work. But he got an endowment from the Linden. He got a sim, basically 6 months worth of sim time. And a sim costs $300 a month. So it's no small chunk of change they gave him. From the Linden Endowment for the Arts. And of course, Linden Labs runs Second Life. So the people in charge looked at his work and said, hey, you know, you're an artist. We want to recognize you and we want to give you a sim. And you can do whatever you want with it for 6 months and we'll just, it'll be on display for people to tour. And the first thing he did was call me. I am so flattered. So I just asked W. Monk to put that program on his server, and he tells me, hey, it's already running. I never took it down. Duh. I didn't realize that all this time. I thought we had to take it down. But anyway, long story short, basically what happens is I'm going to use this SL2OS program to make things happen in the Linden Endowment for the Arts sim. And people are going to be like, wow, that's really cool. How do you do that? I like it. Another thing I like, it's a song called Uplink to Universal Network by Static Strobe Emitter.
Under Florida's whistleblower statute, which protects those who try to prevent others from breaking the law.
A handful of global companies will own directly or through licenses the actual genes that make up the evolution of our species, and they're now beginning to patent the genomes of every other creature on this planet.
Thank you.
dead air. Well, let's listen to this one. Static Strobe Emitter. Yeah, I'm having a little conversation with Steve in the chat room. I like to talk to Steve because he's got such insights. He's well educated and he's a very thoughtful person. We're talking about what it's like to be a misfit, and I'm definitely a misfit. I don't fit into society because I'm crazy and I'm fat and I'm weird like that. All right, no singing. Hey, I sang on the radio. Wow. All right, I'm gonna get back to talking to Steve, and in the meantime, let's play this song called Sunshine. Sunshine was a very good friend of mine for about a year and or year and a half, and we did radio shows, and she's gone on to her the rest of her, whatever her life is about. We've lost contact. Last I heard, she was on cruise ships and taking cruises and going on airplane trips to Europe and stuff like that. She was living the good life, the way she likes to be. So I'm glad she got back to that point. But for a while, we did radio shows, and we got Strobe's attention somehow, I think, by doing a Strobe show before the two of us. And Strobe returned the favor by doing a song involving sunshine, and I believe there is a guest performance in this song by her dog, that little bitch of a dog that she had. And I mean that literally, bitch being a female dog. She used to call her dog a bitch. She would be like, their dog would be misbehaving and barking at her, and she'd say, "You bitch." It was so funny. But they loved each other so much, and they slept together in the same bed, and the dog was a rescue dog, and the dog took care of her, and it was beautiful. Anyway, here's a song about sunshine by Strobe.
Love you, yes I love you, I really do, rub your belly baby, love you.
I like the rub your belly part at the end, that was
great.
Ginger was the name of the dog, and what a fine dog she was. She would always appear on the show and start barking about 5 minutes left in the show, and she starts barking because she wants to go home. Smart dog. All right, ladies and gentlemen, or mostly gentlemen, or whoever might happen to be listening, bots, recordings, people from the future who've done research in the past and dug up this very recording, filed away on the Internet archives for eternity in a chaotic maelstrom of data, music everywhere in the world, all buried in hard drives and storage tapes and all kind of stuff like that. It'll never be lost. Everything we ever do is recorded now and can be researched and brought to life. Amazing thought. Maybe Strobe will do a song about that one day. To close the show, I'm going to play a song called Safe Interstellar Travels. And I hope you have a safe week, and I hope your interstellar travels are safe. Have a good week. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
Welcome to Skyline Castle. The best port in the world. attention.
I'm